Blog Talk Radio.
Happy holidays and welcome to the Mosaic Show with Blava in L.A. You were just listening to a piece by Brian O'Neill out of Detroit, Michigan, which is called Island Sun. I'm surprised you picked that, L.A.
Hey, you know that switchboard be playing some tricks. You hear me, Flavor?
Yes.
Yeah, that switchboard was playing some tricks. I don't think I put that one down, but hey, it was nice, so I can't complain with it. It had me thinking about the islands, thinking about a little pina colada, hurricane, or something like that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, then, you know, thought about a good drink when I heard that. Yes, sir. So, how
well,
are you doing
Sunday,
today?
Happy Sunday, everyone. I'm doing good, L.A. How about yourself?
I can't complain. I'm maintaining. I had a wonderful Thanksgiving, you know. Hope everybody out there in the Mosaic Show land had a wonderful Thanksgiving as well. So, you know, hope everybody had all the fixings and everything that their stomach could wish for this Thanksgiving, as well as being with family and whatnot. So, hope everybody enjoyed themselves.
Well, I had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I had all my children. I had my grandchildren here, minus one. Amira was with her mama, so, I had to accept that, which was cool. But we had tons of food, and actually we still have food, so I'm kind of hoping that it disappears, you know, by this evening.
You and probably a million other family members have a lot of extra turkey, I'm sure. A lot of sandwiches this week, a lot of sandwiches.
Well, you know, I'm half Japanese, so one of the things that we do with the turkey is we make a soup. We take the leftover little bits and pieces of the meat that's on there and boil the carcass and make a soup, and then we get what we call udon noodles, the Japanese egg noodles.
Okay.
And so we make udon. So Mari sent me a text before the show, and she's like, Mom, will you make udon tonight? So after the show, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. See? Daughter already on it.
It was one of the best. I'm not kidding. It was one of the best Thanksgivings that I've had since my mom passed in 99, so I feel very, very blessed.
That's great. That's great. That is great.
So some sad news that I had put up, you know, on Facebook yesterday, but, you know, everything's okay, and I just want to let everybody know that because I've gotten a lot of responses. My son was in an accident yesterday coming back into the city, and he got in this accident, and you know how you proceed to, like, you know, get out of your car and check to see what the vehicle looks like and this and that. He opened the door. The person who he had the accident with proceeded to take off, and as they sped off, they ripped his driver's door off. And
wow.
On top of it, the back of the truck that hit him had a pipe on it, which flew into the back window of my son's Land Rover. Thank God my grandchildren weren't in there with him, and thank God he's okay.
Yes, indeed.
So he got his car over here, and it's in the garage right now because, you know, the insurance company didn't want to deal with it right then. So it's in my garage, and hopefully, I don't know if they'll total it out. I'm not sure what will end up having to happen, but he's okay. I need to check in with him. I'm sure he may have, like, some aches and pains today, but thank God he's okay, though.
Yeah, that's the main thing. We could always replace that truck and that window and whatnot, but as far as the human being, you know, there's no replacing that, so we're glad to see that he's okay and everything with that.
Yeah.
And, So, what else going on, Flav? What else going on in the world today? In the world today as you see it?
And
things of that nature.
Well, you know, last week on our show, I had announced the fact that I wanted to put together holiday baskets for my kids at work. I work with at-risk homeless youth.
Right,
and I'm
right.
So excited. Oh, look, somebody's trying to call me. Guess what, Jazzy? It's Alvin trying to call me. We're going to have to silence him. I'm so excited. I received my first package yesterday from California from an artist by the name of Fleece Boyce.
Okay,
and,
okay.
She sent CDs to go into the kids' basket, so I'm really, really excited about that. I've got an author out of New York that's going to be sending 6 books, and, you know, our buddy Tao at Rarefied Air, she's going to be sending some CDs, hip-hop music for the kids, so I'm really, really excited about that. But if there's anybody that's listening or in the chat room that's interested in getting involved, you can contact me at flavanews@yahoo.com and, you know, send me a message that you're interested. There is somebody that did ask whether they could just make a donation, and sure, you can make a donation to the PayPal account, which is the send to email is also flavanews@yahoo.com, and just indicate that it's going to be for Friends of Youth. That's the agency that I work for, so that I know that money is going towards me purchasing some things to also add to that basket. So I thank you so much, Fleece, for sending this package. I'm so excited, and I'm so appreciative. I know.
Wait, but what about the donation, that from Atlanta? We want to definitely.
Okay, so I also want to give a shout out to an artist out of Atlanta, Georgia. Her name is Sandra Sedgwick. She's got some AKAs of Quiet Storm, but, you know, we have the male Quiet Storm. So she's like, there's too many Quiet Storms, and I know I'm going to mess up what she's going by now, but it's something like post-symmetry, something like that. I'm going to have to ask her the pronunciation of what she's going by now, but we also received a donation from her out of Atlanta. So we have Miss Daring in Chicago, Illinois, who is also a sponsor of what we're doing here through Flavor News and the Mosaic Show. So we give you both a shout-out.
Most definitely.
So while I'm doing my shout-outs, you know, I have to give my regular shout-outs. And first and foremost, we are shouting out Soul City Radio and what they're doing over there.
Dwayne.
And
Matt Burns.
So Soul City Radio is here on Blog Talk Radio. I believe they got 4 or 5 shows. You can find out more about them at www.blogtalkradio.com/Soul City Radio. There is Dwayne Alston, Mina Holliday, Nat Burns, Catalina Byrne, and Charisma or something like that. And she's doing like a relationship series show. So big shout outs to them. You can also find out more about what they're doing, because they got much more going on besides just the radio show. But you can find out more about them at www.soulcityradio.com. And another place, person I want to give a shout out to is Spike Spielberg out of Charlotte, North Carolina. He's a filmmaker. He's getting really, really busy. He's been doing a 5-day-a-week blog talk radio show, but he's talking about possibly just coming back to 2 days because he's just getting so busy with the filmmaking part of his business and television shows and this and that. So you can find out more about Spike Spielberg at www.spikespielberg.com. And I'm going to give a shout-out to one of the artists I've been working with the most and the longest, Lamont Carey out of Washington, D.C. He's doing some absolutely amazing things. So, you know, he's got his blog talk radio show, too, where he talks mess, but there's so much more to him than that. He's got a series that he's been working on and filming called Laws of the Street. He's a motivational speaker and really advocates for support and rehabilitation with ex-offenders coming out and reentering society. He's a spoken word artist, actor. He's just doing big things, and you can find out more about him at lacarryentertainment.com.
Mm-hmm.
Did I forget anybody?
I'm sure you'll think of it.
And Jazzy Blues, Sheila, I have to give you a big shout out. I really appreciate your continuous support of me over the years, but now, you know, of the Mosaic Show that I do with LA. So I appreciate you always being around.
For those guests out there, that call in number is area code 347-857-1189. Call in, let's hear your voice. Let's be heard. Let's hear what you have to say. And Flav, I have a question for you.
What's that?
Do you love your life?
I love my life.
I love my life. So let's get it in. Let's pop it off right now with a little Black Stax. I love my life. A hit. Here it goes.
We'll be right back. wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything. You know that I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything.
Alicia Lau, Black Stacks, Love My Life. If you want to find out more about that group, www.blackstacksmusic.com. Go ahead, hit them up. What you think about that flavor?
You already know that I love that particular song. I mean, I'm learning and growing listening and paying attention to Black Stacks. But Felicia Lau, she's amazing. And what she does with that particular piece, I love. So, you know, I'm going to also put this out there and put you on blast a little bit. We have a Flavor News TV page on YouTube, so you ought to go check out what LA's been putting together for some of our local artists, and Black Stacks is one of them. I don't know what the URL is, but if you look up Flavor News TV, you'll be able to find us on YouTube. He's putting together some amazing videos. Including, you know, a variety of artists that he's associated with here in Seattle.
Just dabbling into my, you know, my little filmmaking things of that nature. You know, nothing. You know, just trying to be 360 person. You know, just trying to be a full circle. You know what I'm saying? Not half circle, full circle. That's what I strive to be. That's what I strive to become. So, you know, as far as, man, just everybody, anybody, like I say, anybody who may know somebody in the underground realms that's looking to get that shot, looking to get, you know, be on that platform or whatnot, you could email us at themosaicshow206@gmail.com. Get that information in, get that content in or whatnot, so we could upload it and, you know, be able to talk about whomever, whatever, and, you know, things that, you know, that people are doing. You know, one of, I'm sure Flavor's going to, you know, get into more in depth of some of the things that's coming up, you know, probably in the next week or two, as far as shows that, you know, you may want to, if you're in the Seattle area and you're not doing anything, you may want to just check in and just see some of this talent that we're talking about. You know, one of the guys that, you know, I know you guys have heard me talk about a number of times is to get him set. So he's definitely going to be coming up with a show, some couple dates in the real near future. So I'm sure Flavor's going to touch on that later on. So, but other than that, definitely get that information into the Mosaic Show 206@gmail.com. Back to you, Flavor.
All right. I think I'm going to get into playing some tracks. both LA and I have been busy off and on throughout the week uploading some new tracks that artists have been sending us. And so you're going to hear some different and very, very diverse pieces. But that's kind of why the reason why LA came up with the name of the show, Mosaic, you know, because he and I are different in many ways, and we want to bring you some different types of talents, music, varieties of poetry, spoken word, here on the Mosaic Show. So I'm going to go and play a piece by Tiffany Wilson. Jazzy had liked her when we played her last week. So I'm going to play a piece called Crazy by Tiffany Wilson out of Seattle, Washington.
Thank you.
That was Crazy by Tiffany Wilson out of Seattle, Washington. I'm going to take you down to Atlanta, Georgia, and play a piece by Eric Moore. This is his signature piece called Church, and we know that Jazzy loves Eric Moore, too.
Good evening, Lord. Thank you for this day. Lord, please continue to bless me with the strength to do what's right, the courage to deal with all the knuckleheads out there, the conviction to do what I love, and the wisdom to keep preaching the truth to these people. Let's go!
See me clearly in 3D. Now you've been baptized. Tonight, the verbal trinity will be one mic, one crowd, and me. Eric Moore, your poetic Baptist, here to practice to preach the gospel of the streets. Let those without sin be the first to pay attention to a life composed of heartache and strife. No stones will be cast. My first verse will be the last. Words heard to resurrect hope for those who chose to cope, as opposed to those who gave in to the temptation of procrastination. Yeah. I know the temptation is strong, and yes, baby, I know that man did you wrong. And dude, I know you can only deal with the bullshit for so long, but baby, this is a brand new day. Let that stress go. You got to move on. And if you're too weak, let my words carry you to a world where inner city boys and girls make plans to escape the everyday demands of keeping it real, just to fit in with those who are afraid to try. A place where single black mothers and this generation's revolutionary, and strong, proud black men aren't afraid to cry. Make no mistake, I am not a poet. I was not sent here to free you from the likes of Akon, T-Pain, and 50 Cent. I am that soul that was crucified by mainstream radio and was resurrected 3 days later in the form of Rakim when he made Eric B for president. When my people were hungry, I fed their souls with words of nourishment, gave sight to the mentally blind and healed wounded hearts with tales of encouragement. And yet, you still doubt me. I am what haters hate to love because they realize that on any mic, on any stage, in every state, they can't live without me. So behind closed doors, they plan a plot to assassinate my character like Hillary did to Barack, like the Bush administration did to Iraq. But no matter how many times I'm stabbed, and no matter how many times I'm shot, yo, the truth can't be stopped. So Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And if the truth hurts, then let me live the rest of my life in pain, because these words that I'm about to say to you right now are true. I am the second coming of the first poet that you ever fell in love with. And if that poet was me, that means I came to life twice that same night and shined my bright light on that same mic. It took 6 days for me to birth this verse, and on the seventh day, I rested. So-called followers tested my will, so I perfected my skill. Rehearsed every verse, went to an open mic and blessed it. I am that prodigal son who's been confessing his sins to the world since the first day of my verse. This is not poetry. I am not wordsmith. This ain't spoken word. Yo, this is church. It's church. It's church. It's church. It's church.
That was Eric Moore out of Atlanta, Georgia, with his piece called Church.
Church. Church. Tabernacle. It was hitting. Most deaf. Church. Do your thing, baby. Big up the ATL down there, man. Big up the ATL.
you don't mind, LA, I'm going to play a few more tracks. We got so many here, and I know we're not going to get anywhere near the amount of tracks that we have, but I just kind of want to show.
That's why. Wait. Let's do a plug. Let's do a plug. That's a segue for a plug. That's why we move into 2 days. Don't be moving to Wednesday at the beginning of the year. That's what you said. That's what we
said. No, December 2nd is our first
December
Wednesday.
December 2nd.
Oh, my bad.
December 2nd, so that's letting y'all know we're going to be going to 2 days. So Wednesday at 8 o'clock, tune in at 8 o'clock Pacific. It might be a little late, you know, say on the almost on the wee hours on the East Coast. But see, that's something, so you ain't got to, you know, when you web searching at night and you don't have nothing to look up. So this gives you an opportunity to log in to the Mosaic Show and get your little sample. What it is that we doing. So, you know, put the Facebook down. You know what I'm saying? Let the Facebook go down. 11 o'clock on the East Coast, 8 o'clock on the West Coast. Tune in on Wednesday night, the Mosaic Show. All right, Flavor, I'm sorry.
They can still be on Facebook.
Huh? What'd you say?
They can still be on Facebook and listen to us.
Oh, okay. My bad.
They can do, you know, how
I get on my soapbox from time to
yes,
time.
I know, that's okay.
So, yeah.
That's okay. Well, I'm going to play a piece out of Shreveport, Louisiana, and, you know, this is a little bit different for me, you know, but that's one thing that I kind of love about this particular show is being introduced to some new type of music. Just like as a book reviewer, I've read some books I would have never read if I went into the bookstore, and now I absolutely love them. So this is Jay's Wade out of Shreveport, Louisiana, and his song called Into the Faded.
The boot, big ups to the boot.
Well, now my dreams come true. Finally, in my eyes, I've had to wait my turn, but now it's all arrived. It spread my patience in. I want to be the one to battle all my fault within and be the one to survive. And I don't want to feel, don't want to feel the love. And if you want to fade away, well, you just do it on your own.
Don't you wanna
That was Into the Faded Sun by Jays out of Shreveport, Louisiana. I'm going to take you back to one of our local artists here in Seattle. He's become one of my favorite now that I've actually had the opportunity to listen to his music. His name is Darius Wilridge, and I'm going to play his piece, Get It On.
Don't you wanna get it home?
get it on by Darius Wilbrich right out of Seattle, Washington. I wanted to play a piece by Black Aries, because they are going to be performing at a special event on December 18th. It's called the Winter Classic Big World Breaks, with a variety of local artists that are going to be participating in that event. King,
give them a couple nights. Yeah, there you go.
Kings, Godspeed, Soulchild, Michaela Romero, and just a variety of entertainment groups are participating. Big World Breaks, One Family Inc., The Town Entertainment, Obese, Rain City, and Sport and Life. So check that out at the Nectar Lounge on December 18th, 9 p.m., $5 at the door. So I'm going to play a piece by Black Aries, that's Yidemsek and LaRue, Never Had a Love.
I ain't never had a love like this one. I ain't never had a love like this one. I ain't never had a love like this one. I ain't never had a love like this one. But got kicked drum, made from the motherland. Brown skin, cover hand, short hair with some soft cherry red lips. Every kiss tastes like licorice. Heart got me jittering, feeling it literally. Heard around town, she want an artistic gentleman. Smart and beautiful, dark and suitable. Walk like she's trying to balance a hula hoop. Dear love, I think I'm in your presence, or I just died and God just sent me up to heaven. Miss Queen, I'm attached to your swing on behalf of the team. About
I ain't never had a love like this, like this. I ain't never had a love like this, like this. I ain't never had a love like this, like this, like this, like this, like this one.
To all my queens in the world, across the land, from Senegal to Samoa, Arabia Dan, starstruck, can't let go when shaking your hand. Much respect to your dude, I ain't hating your man. Let him know you's a lady, not your average girl. Come deep from the seas, not your average pearl. Ain't it obvious? Yep, them dudes are strung up. Then you wonder why in your presence fellas numb up. All natural, not Hollywood. My instincts tell me holler, then I probably would. Lots of ladies in the world, you one of a kind. I could hardly keep my focus at the front of my mind. I visualize me and you doing the damn thing. Not with the politics, but I'm trying to campaign. I'm just another dude, a part of your fan base. It's your inauguration, let's pop the champagne.
I ain't never had a love like this, like this. I ain't never had a love like this, like this. I ain't never had a love like this, like this, like this, like this, like this one.
I'm a slave to your silhouette. Make love to your soul body, get the pillow wet. Buzzed off your intellect, served to protect you. Stand strong to my word, never let a man hurt or disrespect you. Raised to always take care of my women. When shit hits the fan, I'm right there for my women. I don't even trip with another stare at my woman, cause the queen ain't with all of that sharing a woman. Strong, living room smelled like incense. Up in the kitchen, preparing fried chicken. Tastes so delicious, mixing up spices. Bad to the bone, yeah, bad like
tight. I ain't never had a love like this, like this. I ain't never had a love like this, like this. I ain't never had a love like this, like this, like this, like this, like this one. I ain't never had a love like this, like this one. Like this one.
That was Never Had a Love Like This One by Black Aries, a.k.a. Yidemsek and LaRue.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you thinking so far of some of this music that we're being sent to L.A.?
Hey, you know I'm from down south, so it's a nice pot of gumbo with all the fixings. So, you know, I like the array. array of the different genres. As one of the members of the chat room said, they love how you know branching out the different genres of music. So, you know, that just shows the people that we just not, you know, boxed in one category. We multifaceted over here. So I wanted to give a couple of shout outs, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to say happy birthday to my wife who turned 30, you know, this past Wednesday. And also my grandma. And also my grandmother, Dorothy Luke, who turned a very young 83 years old, still doing it big down there in Louisiana. So just wanted to shout out, you know, two women that I do love dearly. And just want to also just shout out everybody out there that, has been supporting the Mosaic Show. And also that website, Flavor didn't plug their website, www.flavornews.com is up. Right, Flavor?
Yes.
Don't get shy now.
Everybody go check out www.flavornews.com.
She was holding back.
Okay, it's kind of sad because I've owned this website for over 2 years, and nothing has ever been done with it. The person that started it for me never did anything with it, and then 2 years ago, when I went into it to try to figure it out, I couldn't figure it out. So it's just been sitting there doing nothing. And LA knows the other night, I don't know what made me go to it, I still had the codes and everything. And I went into it, and somehow I was able to figure it out to make it a functional website. So go check it out. Let me know what you think. We are in the process of working with somebody who's helping us lay it out, and we'll be having an official website. But at this point, right now, this is our official website. I still have some things that I want to add on there, but it's pretty much covering everything that we are doing under the umbrella of Flavor News. So for me, who's technically challenged, I'm pretty proud of it. So go check
it
out.
I'm proud of you, Flavor. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Like I said, I don't care what nobody else say. I'm proud of you. LA is proud of the progress that you made. You know what I'm saying? So,
thank you.
Boom. There you go. You
I
have my stamp
it.
Of approval.
That, you hey,
know
you know what? That's all I need. As long as
that's
you approve,
fact.
That's
all
fact.
I
need.
You know, I don't care about what other everybody think. You know, as long as we doing what we set forth to do, that's all that, you know what I'm saying, we can strive for, make ourselves better. So, you know, with that said, I'm going to get into this next track. I'm going to follow up that last track, Flavor played with Black Aries, Yet I'm Set, and LaRue, with just my homeboy, Yet I'm Set, who's going to be performing at the Nectar Lounge, I believe, on December 6th. So, if you round another round a stranger or anything, if you want to pick up a stranger, but I believe it's December 6th. He's opening. He's going to be on the bill with Dale, the Funky Homo Sapien. So, you know. For all you old school heads that want to, you know, get out there to the Nectar Lounge and check that out on December 6th. You know, check out my man, you know, said as well. So he's really on the rise right now out here in Seattle. And here's one of his latest cuts off of his debut album, Hear Me Out, is 3MCs.
From one homie to the next, I miss you, God. And when I heard about your death, man, it pissed me off. I went and got a bottle tipped and sipped and saw, and smoked a couple blunts till my fifth was gone. That was a moment in my life when it seemed so calm. And though God thought it was right, man, it seemed so wrong. Everybody got their weak points, you seemed so strong. And though your life was cut short, it seemed so long. Yo, Ray, remember when we stayed up late in that gray Caprice Classic, blunts and ashtray, bumping Uscar Reacts, Ward of the State? You was my dude. Why'd they have to take your life that way?
gone. Not forgotten my missions to keep them hopping like your guns was popping. We used to link often. You was the first to hear a verse come out of my lips. A season vet in the game, so you gave me some tips. I ran with them. You brought out the best in me. Role model, steadily banging SPG. Hood legend, known throughout the whole CD. You was known for popping guns like you had OCD. 27th was the block in the spot you ripped. Spruce Park, banging with them white flag crips. You held me down. When you left me with this. If it ain't about building, it ain't about shit. From one homie to the next, I miss you, God. And when I heard about your death, man, it pissed me off. I went and got a bottle tipped and sipped the sauce and smoked a couple blunts till my piss was gone. That was a moment in my life when it seemed so calm. And though God thought it was right, man, it seemed so wrong. Everybody got their weak points, you seemed so strong. And though your life was cut short, it seemed so long. I first heard him on that Sporting Life promo disc. After that, I was convinced MCs don't know shit. Samoa put me up on game, listen to this. The first 16 made my ego trip. We linked up clicks on a couple occasions with T-Man and Issei. Hit a couple locations. That was about the time I got off probation. Put a face to the voice like this man's not playing. Something G about him, I can't quite touch. Though I knew he had a fan that he loved so much. I'm like, yeah, J-O, man, talk that stuff. Unlike you, a lot of niggas couldn't talk that tough. Rough, around the edges with the smoothest swag. When he blessed, he had the kickback of a fofo mag. I remember thinking, E-Man, yo, don't flash. Along with a lot of folks, now I'm so, so sad. From one homie to the next, I miss you, God. And when I heard about your death, man, it pissed me off. I went and got a bottle tipped and sipped the sauce and smoked a couple blunts till my piss was gone. That was a moment in my life when it seemed so calm. And though God thought it was right, man, it seemed so wrong. Everybody got their weak points, you seem so strong. And though your life was cut short, it seemed so long. Raw skill, the youngest out the clip. The hungriest to eat when that tape got mixed. In that small apartment off of Pine and Six, J-Go got us together like, let's grind this bitch. You had a secret, something that you kept from folks. You had a tendency to seize up and start to convulse. The excitement in life was way too much. Taking shots of alcohol and smoking multiple blunts. I remember when we met, we spoke in passing. You commented on the style in the humblest fashion. That was way before I knew you busted rap. Ella Stewart's on the track and you busted fat. Along with everybody else, I seen potential. Sports and entertainment, that's what you were into. You didn't die from one's hands or the evil that men do. Here's a little prayer for all of my kinfolk.
Yidem Set, three MCs. You want to find out more information about Yidem Set? I think he's working on his website as we speak, but if you want to just Google that name, Yidem Set, that's Y-I-R-I-M-S-E-C-K. Just Google that, and he has a lot of array of stuff that he has up on YouTube right now, so if you want to check him out, live performances or whatnot, you go on and Google that name, and I'm sure you would get a nice array of to satisfy yourself. Got anything else, Flavor, you want to throw in?
The other thing that I thought that I would go ahead and announce is that Yidem's going to be also performing not only as Black Aries on December 18th at the Nectar Lounge, but he's going to be performing with D Black at Chop Suey on December 19th. So he's got a busy weekend coming up, December 18th and the 19th.
Staying active.
Yes, he is.
Most deaf.
And if you heard him when he was interviewed on the Mosaic Show with us, you know, he's got his hustle on. You know, he's getting out there, you know, and letting everybody know about him.
And if you didn't hear that show, you could go check it out on the archives. You could go check that archives out. Please Believe, go check it out. And hear what my man had to say, and just about how, you know, just how he thinks in his mind. You know, he's a very humble guy, as I say, and he's very focused on what it is that, you know, that he's out to do. So like I say, big up to Yenim Set, man. Yeah, big up to the whole Set clan.
Yenim was on our November 8th show. So if you want to go check him out, yeah, check out the November 8th show. But, you know, we're just finishing up our first month of doing a show. I know we don't have this perfected, but I sure appreciate all of you for continuing to support us. I ask that you help us spread the word about the Mosaic Show. We are going to go to twice a week starting in December. We're going to go to Wednesdays at 8 p.m. just for an hour Pacific Standard Time. And if nothing else, we're just going to play a bunch of tracks, you know, because we are receiving so many, not only from right here in Seattle, Washington, but from around the United States. And we want to make sure that, you know, all the artists that we have listened to and chosen to put into our rotation get some airtime. So starting December 2nd, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we're going to be having our show along with our Sunday show. Today we're only doing an hour and a half, so we've got about 30 minutes left. But I just, you know, I want to, again, thank all of you for your support for our first month of doing our own show. It's so appreciated, and I never thought that I could enjoy, you know, talking to a telephone so long and not really knowing what people are thinking about what I'm saying. So, but anyway, so should we play some more music or?
Yeah, go on. Yeah, most definitely. Go on, get some of that. Yeah,
okay, let's see. I think that I want to play a piece by my girl, Spicy, out of New York again. You know, as I told you on last week's show, she has a disability. She suffered an accident when she was a child that left her with a speech impediment. But she's an amazing, amazing writer, and she's been blessed to have some people to be able and willing to put a voice to her words. And this is another piece that's called Anger, and I believe the artist who is performing her words is called Queen of Ifama.
I just received another writing, poetry, if you will, from my sister, Spicy, my little niece, Janine. It's called Anger, and it goes like this. This is something I had come across in my passages of reading. Negligence is the rust of the soul that corrodes through all. The best is resolved, being told that. Indifference and negligence is often too much more damage than hate. Saying seeing is believable is most often thought of as a farce, but still to the right person is conceivable. In my story, I state, I can still walk, talk, and hold my head in an upright position, although one's soul remains heavy as it cries out to be held. Seeing blinding lights of the distant tomorrows, listening to the sounds of the motions within that I continually stress about. To a deaf man, sound is never important, but my pulse is. To a blind man, touch has become his very existence for seeing. As I rise to what an occasion might be, I faltier at. May I consider how you felt, possibly? But only if you gave me that same chance. Don't nullify me or my feelings. They are the real deal. Just say you have respect for me, then grant me that wish. Just as you have your aspirations of becoming whatever, a feeling is in my thought process, carried out by one's actions. Typically, you thought of me as distraught, but now I believe you have begun to see me in another light. So I ask, is this how you see me with all this contempt? I ask this with the utmost respect. The passing of night is falling upon us. We always said we would never go to bed angry. But look at us now. We lay here on either side of this bed that we call our nest. How do you feel? Just signed, Simply Angered. And that, my brothers and sisters, was by my niece, my sister, Janine Lynch.
That was Anger, written by Spicy, a.k.a. Janine Lynch, performed by Queen Afima. I want to play a piece that is more like an old-school style, coming from an artist also out of Atlanta, Georgia. His name is Glenn Gordon, but he goes by Gigi, and his piece is called I Can't Live Like This.
Thank you.
That was I Can't Live Like This by Gigi out of Atlanta, Georgia. Let me go back to Charlotte, North Carolina, and play a spoken word piece by my dear friend Quiet Storm called Dear Lady.
I want to make love to your spirit, kissing you at the core of your consciousness. Let me caress you with the soft warmth of my soul. The madness of your life experiences cannot be truly expressed by mere written words or speech. I see the anguish of your life while looking into the pools of your being. Simply, let me be the one to love you for you the right way. I will be patient. I will be kind. If you wake me in the midnight hour just to cry and collapse in my arms, I will hold you with the absolute strength of my inner being until you receive my kiss as you rest your head on my chest. Frustration and despair will never be an option. You see, you move me to speechlessness and nonstop chatter at the same time simply by gazing upon your presence. You have a warrior spirit, but you show love with the softness of a baby's touch. You no longer have to fight life's battles alone. I will be that friend you need, the rock of dependability that will never be moved. From this moment in time, and until we breathe no more, I will be that man, dear lady.
That was Dear Lady by Quiet Storm out of Charlotte, North Carolina. A little bit different than what you've heard from him, huh, L.A.?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Quiet Storm is a beast, and I mean that in a good way. For real. Mos Def. Shout out to Quiet Storm, Mos Def. So you want me to slide in there, Flavor?
Yeah, I think so. Why don't you pick some tracks to play?
Right, well,
I was thinking maybe it'd be good to play a D Black since he's going to be performing here in a couple weeks.
Sure, we got, let's see, find me some D-Black on here so we can get a people at D-Black. Big shout out to Sporting Life Record, Space Man, Fatal Luciano, all those guys, you know, big ups. This is some D-Black here. We got some D-Black. This is Why from D-Black.
Yeah, you ever just have that situation? That's just really pulling you down, you know. You feel like you're wasting a lot of energy on it. Well, these are my situations. But when you go through those things, it only makes you stronger. I watch my house burn up, seen niggas turn out. Watch blocks burn up, seen cars burn out. Lost my auntie at an early age, and we was close, so it was fucking with my brain. I grew up thinking that life was just a game. I seen moms and pops both pushing cocaine. Naturally birthed in the game, yeah, I seen dope. I'm waking up in the night seeing kilos spread across the coffee table. Gangsta shit was in me before I left the cradle. I'm still able to remember old times. Witnessing your dad whooping ass with a nine. Was always taught the right thing, but I like what I've seen. Gunfights, smoke weed, push weight, nice things. It seemed like it was a process to me. The hood made sure that it was processing me. So, yeah, this is why I am who I am. Cool, the man that I am, understand. This is why. Yeah, this is why I be who I be. A house and a home, but I played in the street. In the street. This is why I am who I am. Yeah, the man that I am, yeah. Understand. This is why. This is why. This is why I be who I be. A house and a home, but I played in the street.
Yeah, I remember day camp.
cornfield to rain in. When trouble was my first love, I was never scared. Got my ass whooped for going to school with a gun. That's when I learned that trouble was a fun. We moved to 51st when I was 8, and that's when my mind became straight. Separate the real from the fake. More and more stayed across the street. My nigga Bean stayed around the street. We at my house making beats. I always knew I was a rapper. That gangbanging shit didn't really come to after. I woke up, witnessed a gun to my mom's head. Third grade, we was battle ran by the feds. Fourth grade is when I hit the weed. Fucking with my dad's plant, stealing all the leaves. He blamed it on Uncle Peppy. Might as well, cause he's the one that really left me. So,
this is why I am who I am. The man that I am, understand. This is why. Why I be who I be. A house and a home, but I played in the street.
With you people.
This is why I am who I am. The man that I am, understand. This is why. This is why I be who I be. A house and a home, but I played in the street.
It was great. Smoked on a daily basis. Fucking up the school, barely even seen the papers. I never skipped class, I just wasn't there. And I had good intentions, but really didn't care. Seventh grade, still fucking up. Ran away from home. Had the nerve to say that I felt like I'm alone. Start gangbanging, cause that's where I see my gang hanging. Fuck around with David, nigga, caught cases. Got expelled over some bomb bullshit. But now I said gun, and it was in the bushes. Had problems, went full-fledged Muslim. I lied, didn't save me. No matter how much I pray be. Thank God for John Reed staying on me. I seen what's beyond me and why I breathe. So, I thank God for the blessings that he gave me. These are the things that made me, so maybe.
This is why I am who I am. The man that I am, understand. This is why. This is why I be who I be. A house and a home, but I played in the streets. This is why I am who I am. The man that I am, understand. This is why. This is why I be who I be. A house and a home, but I played in the street. This is why I am who I am. The man that I am, understand. This is why. This is why I be who I be. A house and a home, but I played in the street. This is why I am who I am. The man that I am, understand. This is why. This is why. This is why I be who I be. A house and a home, but I played in the street.
That was This Is Why by D Black, Sporting Life Records. If you want to find out more information, go on in www.sportinglife.com and get that information that you need up on to find out about Sporting Life and any upcoming events, any upcoming albums that's going to be dropped and whatnot. So check that out. Anything else, Flavor?
Well, D-Black is going to be performing at Chop Suey on December 19th, and Yidam Sex is going to be opening for him along with some other artists. So anyway, just want to keep putting that out there. For any artists out there that are wanting to have your tracks heard on the Mosaic Show, please send us an email and a couple of MP3 tracks to The Mosaic Show 206@gmail.com. If you're wanting to be featured on the show, we will be doing some features. We just haven't scheduled too many thus far because LA and I are just new to this and trying to figure out the switchboard and all of that out, figure that all out. But for sure, possibly in December, but after the first of the year, we're going to start scheduling some features. So if you're interested in being featured on The Mosaic Show, send us your media kit to The Mosaic Show at 206. The Mosaic Show 206@gmail.com. I'm sorry, I'm stumbling over my words, huh? And I am drinking coffee.
It's all right. It's all right, Blaine. It's all right.
What else should we say? Again, to those artists or anybody interested in making a donation to a holiday basket that I'm giving to my kids at work, you can just email me at flavanews@yahoo.com. I can give you more details and mailing instructions there. please check out our website and stay updated with what's going on with Flava News and the Mosaic Show and all the things that we have under the umbrella of Flava News at www.flavanews.com. Our social network is flavanews.ning.com. And you can find me, Lady Flava, all over the internet. I stay busy with that, so.
Yeah, Facebook phenom right here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, putting up status every time you look around. But hey, she's just a woman that is dedicated. And she's a very dedicated person about her craft. You know, she means what she says. You know, she's a very thorough woman. You know, and I can vouch for her, you know, saying I vouch for her 100%. So, you know, as well as all the other people that, you know her and have known her as long as I have, that can vouch for her as well. So I'm going to let y'all know that this woman here is all about what she says she is and then some. So if she says something, please, please, please don't blow it off like a bad passing the gas or something like that. Don't blow her off like that. I'm telling you, this woman is real thorough, man. And I mean to tell you, she's been, you know what I'm saying, as far as the shout outs was concerned, I didn't get a chance to shoot her out. Let me say that, by just being so thankful that she, you know, she allowed me to become a part of her extended family. So I just want to say thank you. And I'm thankful to have Lady Flava, you know, in my corner. So with that said, I'm gonna shoot it back. She might be getting a little well-eyed over there. I'm going to put her on a spot like that. But, you know, deservedly so. She's a wonderful lady. Wonderful lady. I can't say it. It's not enough adjectives that I could say about this lady. But, you know, we're going to move into another cut because I know she might be a little choked up right now. I know I should get a little emotional over that when I start saying these type of things about her. So I'm going to move into this next cut. It's called Marbles by Black Stacks. I'm letting y'all know this group here is going to knock some doors off the hinges. So I'm just letting y'all know. Here it is, Black Stacks. This is Marbles.
Collect brains, play the game like marbles. Collect brains, play the game like marbles.
Daily thoughts are dead, but my breath pumps life. You're my life, full of love and might. You're my life, full of stories we write. Full of minutes that bite, full of brothers that sometimes need kite. You're my life, take turns that sometimes burn, but with no regrets. You're my life, so bad, whether off the set, behind doors, building scores, a poor's crazy encore, but veins just release the pain. My life strange in the midst of the game, full of stitches with dope bitches that get gold chains. You're my life, include Garvey, no Barkley, or Bailey, operate daily at ATP. You're my life, hear songs that don't belong, to my ears they fit. Yo, my life's the shit. Yo, my life. Let your keys up, you can't quit. Yo, can't be ready, can't quit. Yo, once upon a time, yeah, I built my rhyme. But nowadays it's paid, yeah, it's all refined. Yo, I like the lines we cross, taking forces to the north, in the basement as a wall. No, they shoot some across. But my life's high above, off hate and love, off green and all machines. Yo, my life ain't seen. Yo, my life.
Out of Duke. Got clipped and jump off, raised up more. Soul got imports, so when I flex, you like X. You like what? Life look like an EKG. Life sound like Do Re Mi. Inside shit, it got casualty. I fight inside, forced to practice, lazy captain. We got mishaps. Ask Dr. Wright how the wrongs make every song better. Who's wrong? He or the legend? Then I'm 17, I got caliber to measure. My people run hustle and I sleep, rest temporary. Either I need it or the Hebrews greedy. Walk into your party, bring the epidemic to the needy. Like leisure, I guess you thought you saw it, but you didn't. Turn the page, my life ain't gumshoe, not gunshoe. We got strike, get shine, all the gift. Shit, maintenance, yo, I'm straight. Splinter walking left over from the building. The rest got burned to begin it. Spit turned to venom. My life run like with old slaves. They stayed too long. Now I'm subterranean. Every mic we on go plus stainless. The
life I rock like a vest. Tax your discretion, protest, the game got implants. My life only grand. If I aim it, if I aim it. Collect brains, play the game like marbles.
My life.
Collect brains, play the game like marbles.
My life.
Collect brains, play the game like marbles. Collect brains, play the game like marbles.
Looking out for them, beginning part of 2010. Just want y'all to know that's Black Stack consists of the lovely Felicia Lau. We played a Black Stack track earlier, which I Love My Life. And it also makes up, you know, the Silent Lamb project, which is Jace E. Cage and Silas Black with Felicia Lau. They makes up Black Stack. So I just want, beginning of 2010, people, be on the lookout. I'm letting y'all know. So, Flavor, we got 5 minutes left in the show, so you want to just take us home with it or whatever? Flavor? Flavor, are you on?
I'm sorry, I was on mute. I was, you know, I was trying to be quiet when I was typing. And I'm sorry, I was talking to you, but I forgot to take myself off of mute.
Okay.
Did you think you were talking to yourself?
Yeah, I thought, you know, I thought Blog Talk had served us up a whammy. I thought I had a little whammy on my hands.
Anyway, I was looking up D Black's information because Jazzy was asking if he had a CD out. So I was looking up Sportin' Life's website. So
okay.
I put that in the chat room for her.
Okay.
But the other thing about Black Stacks is they just returned from the East Coast performing out there, so
that's right.
You know, we're
pretty
proud. You know, some of our artists are, you know, are reaching, you know, from coast to coast, whether it be over the internet or whether it be, you know, performing live. So yeah, Black Stacks was just out on the East Coast a couple of weeks ago. So Anyway, I just want to thank everybody. Jazzy, I appreciate you. You're here every week with us. I want to thank all of our listeners.
Big up Jazzy Blue. Big up Jazzy Blue.
And I just, you know, I'm always so surprised. I always give L.A. updates, but we have an amazing amount of people that are going back and checking out our archives, and I really, really appreciate that, too, because I know that it's not always easy, you know, to get around to all the Blog Talk shows and, you know, participate in the chat room or whatever, but you know, just to think that, you know, there are people that are actually taking the time to go back and listen to our archive.
Yeah.
We have just an amazing amount of people checking us out after the fact, so big shout outs to all of you. Again, you know, help us spread the word as we're spreading the word for a variety of underground artists and art forms. You know, help us spread the word, you know, because you know, as L.A. will always tell you, I always say word of mouth is a powerful tool, and especially when it comes to marketing for the underground artists. So let's get out there and spread the word. You know, we still got a month left of this year. I can't believe this year is almost over, you know.
For real.
But help us go out strong. This is not about us. This is about, you know, you, the listeners, the fans, the artists. You know, what we do through Flava News and through the Mosaic Show. I'm a big, strong supporter of, you know, supporting artists. And so it's something I have a passion for. You know, when L.A. asked me if I love my life, I'm broke. But, you know, the thing is that every morning that I wake up and I do what I do, I feel so very, very blessed. So if my life was to be taken this evening, I could go with a smile on my face and feel good about who I am. So,
And just to also to let the people know that, you know, that we're confident in that what we do. And, you know, a lot of people probably say, you know, the time, the schedule, how we scheduled the show, you know, is right in football, whatever. But that just letting y'all know we don't back down from no challenges. You know, being that, yeah, we might be going up with a time frame as far as football being on the TV and whatnot, but still ain't stopped us for doing what we wanted and we set out to do. So, you know what I'm saying? just stay focused. That's just let everybody know just to stay focused in whatever it is that they had a mindset to do, and then you can accomplish it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, with that said, I just want to just say thank you for everybody who's been supporting us from day one and continue on supporting us. Check out those archives. Check out www.flavornews.com and go ahead on and bookmark that. Go on and bookmark that site. That ain't just no site you just pass through. Go on and bookmark that and pass that along to a friend, a family friend, or whomever, so let them know that what it is that we're doing over here. And so y'all could be a part of that movement that we're trying to create, a positive, no-trick-bag movement. That's what we all about over here, no trick bags and no whammies. So back to you, Flavor. We got 1 minute left, so I just want to thank everybody. The Mosaic Show 206@gmail.com. Get it in so we could get it on. You can't get it in. If you don't get it in, there's no way it's going to get on. That's it. Back to you, Flavor. Take us home.
All right. So we are out of here. Save us as a favorite. We'll be on this coming Wednesday, which is December 2nd. And I'm going to, we brought you in with some Brian O'Neill, so I'm going to take you out with Room to Breathe.
Thank you.